Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike. I'm super excited today to be talking with you about fairies. Yay! And I know my listeners are excited as well. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but yesterday was International Fairy Day. And I didn't know that when I created this show. It's kind of funny, actually, because I just got certified through Doreen Virtue to be a fairyologist, and I got guided to do this show about fairies. And it turns out that yesterday was International Fairy Day, so perfect timing. And if you don't know what International Fairy Day is, basically it's all over the world, and it's a way for people who are interested in fairies, who believe in fairies, to celebrate. And it's also ironic that this weekend is the Gay Pride, because, you know, that's all about celebration, and that's something that the fairies are experts at. And it's actually something that the fairies wanted me to talk about with everybody today, is this idea of celebration and celebrating life, or the lack of it, you know. And really the idea that they wanted me to share with you all is to make each day a celebration, make every day a celebration of life, you know, laugh a little bit more, live more, hug a tree, worry less, you know, and definitely spend less time indoors. And my advice would be to find a favorite spot out in nature. You know, I have a particular spot that I go to, and I have a favorite area. You might have a tree that you like in your backyard, or some type of spot you go to. Find your own spot that you go to, that you can regularly go there and let your worries go. And then, you know, tune into that space and create your own connection with nature, your own connection with fairies and with the trees. And you know, I love connecting with the trees. The trees are very wise beings. They've been on our planet for eons, and they have that wisdom inside their DNA, inside their fibers, and they share that with you when you sit beneath them or just connect with them energetically. And each tree is unique, just like we're unique, and they have these wonderful messages to share. But, you know, just for today, though, the message for you all is celebrate. Celebration. Celebrate. Yay. Find something to be happy about. You know, every day the fairies get together and they have dances. They have circles and they just dance. They just celebrate life. They're sharing how much abundance there is in the world, and they're just celebrating being alive and just letting go. You know, in our day-to-day existence, in our current reality that we're in, it's very hectic for many of us, and we don't have the outlet that we should. And the fairies teach that to us, that let go and have some fun and just cut loose, celebrate. So, you know, if you're in an area this weekend where you can go, and you're in a city where you have a gay pride event to go to, I would say go. Don't let fear get in your way. You know, a lot of us, some people might be afraid because of what happened in Orlando, which was pretty sad, and I don't want to get into a sad note with you all, but acknowledge that it's important to embrace that fear and move forward and celebrate. And ask the fairies to be with you. Ask the fairies to guide you. Maybe you want to dress up and just go out with fairy wings on and just be silly. Or maybe you want to just express yourself, you know. And I want to share this with you. You know, I was talking to some of my colleagues about the Pride events this weekend, and some of my colleagues were like, yeah, you know, I went there last year, and, you know, there was, like, nude people walking around and people making out. You know, I don't really want to see that. And I was like, well, why are you going then? You know, I mean, why are you going to go to an event where you kind of know that that stuff's going to go on, you know? And the fairy and elemental energy is really strong in the gay community. I really do believe that. And because a lot of the gay community likes to celebrate, likes to party and have fun. It's just a fact. And, you know, I kind of got into this conversation, and I was like, you know, we were born naked. that's who we are. That's our existence. So you see people naked. Why are we ashamed of that? And I guess for me, it was sort of an indicator of people's how they believe about things. You know, they're like how uptight we are about things, I guess, you know, like how conditioned we are to be afraid, to let go, and to just be ourselves and to cut loose. You know, now granted, there's some things that you know, you might not want to show your child and all that. I understand that. You know, I completely get that. But this idea that for one day out of the year, just people go and they cut loose and they're just like, screw it, here I am, I'm going to be myself and have fun, because that's really what it's about. But, you know, the fairies do it every day. That's my point. They do that every day. They celebrate. They just have fun. They like to just live life and just celebrate. And we can do that more in our society. So for sure. So connecting with the fairies will help you to do that. It will also help you to manifest what you're looking for. Okay? And we're going to do a meditation to get us connected with the elementals, to get us connected with the fairies, and to help us just feel their energy. And so I'm going to do that right now because I felt guided to do that. And what I'd like you to do is wherever you're at, just quiet yourself down, you know, and just enjoy the meditation, let go, and allow it to come through. And we're going to invite the elementals, the angels, in with us today. So I'm going to put on some music, and we're going to get started. So there we go. So thank you, everyone, for joining me today. And what I'd like us all to do is just breathe in very deeply and then out. One more time, breathe in and let it out. And we're going to imagine now that we're out in nature, that we're in this beautiful forest. And we see fairies all around us, flickers of light, like lightning bugs, fireflies all around, flying around us. And we're going to see them light up the entire sky. And that light is going to come into our heart now and fill your heart with love. Beautiful. Now we're going to invite in the unicorns, mermaids, dolphins, all the elementals, the elves, as well as the angels. And feel that fun energy, that happy energy coming within you now. Feeling like you want to dance, like you want to just let go and just be happy and be full of love and peace and joy. And let that joy fill every part of your body. Let it heal your heart. Let it heal your mind. Let it heal your soul. And any kind of worry and lack and fear you might be feeling, let that go now. And we're going to invite each one of you to have an elemental guide with you at this time, to be with you. And they're right next to you now. They're right next to your shoulder. Turn your head and look at them and ask them what they want you to know right now. What messages do you have for me, my elemental friend? What would you like me to know? How can I bring more joy into my life? And how can I take your message of peace and caring for the environment forward into the world for others? We're going to ask also that the elementals and the angels and the guides are here today so that this show brings blessings to everyone that listens. And all the readings today bring blessings to you. Whether or not I'm able to take your call, it will still bring blessings. And that we may have this peace in our hearts through all our days as we move forward through the weekend. Pantheon. And so it is. Awesome. So I hope that brought blessings to you. I know I was feeling the energy coming through. I felt like this surge of excitement, this surge of happiness. Like I just wanted to let go and dance and celebrate. And I hope that you felt that. But I also hope that you got a message. And maybe you want to write it down. You know, maybe you want to, so you can remember that. And if you didn't get one right away, trust that it's going to continue to come through you as we go through this weekend and as we go through into our coming days. You'll find little signs and messages along the way. It could be maybe you see a book title that just is like your answer, or you hear a song on the radio, or you just get that post on Facebook. That happens to me all the time. I just go on Facebook, and then right at the top of my page, that's like the exact post I needed to see, and I'm like, oh, perfect. That happens to me quite a bit. I also hear conversations, like I'll be in the grocery store, and I'll just happen to overhear somebody's conversation. I'm like, oh, that's for me. Just know, you know, you trust your intuition. Don't second guess and say, wait, is that for me? Like, if it feels like it's for you, then it's for you, because you would know, you know. So just trust yourself, right? And give yourself permission. Again, that's what they're telling me. Give yourself permission to let go, to cut loose, to have fun, okay? Because you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve everything. You deserve abundance, health, love, peace, joy. That is a function of who you are. It's a function of your soul. And let that in, and let that come through you, and tell yourself that I am worthy, I am deserving, I am powerful, and it is safe for me to receive, it is safe for me to be powerful. Awesome. So let me tell you how it's going to work today when I get to the calls, okay? And I want to get to the calls here, that's what they're telling me. I have 5 different Oracle card decks lined up here, and I'm also going to work with my intuition. And each one of these Oracle card decks are connected with the elementals. So I have a mermaids deck, works with the mermaids. I have a unicorns deck, okay, that deals with the unicorns. I have 2 fairy decks. I have one that's called magical messages from the fairies. These are more general kind of cards, very playful. And then there's a healing with the fairies. Those are kind of blunt to the point and tell you how to heal your life. And last, I have a flower therapy deck, and these are all about the flowers because each flower has a fairy that works with it to help it to bloom. So when I take your call, well, of course, tell me your name, okay, and let me know which deck you choose. So if you're listening right now, you know, try to think about which deck you're drawn to. Okay, again, we have the mermaids, we have the unicorns, I have magical messages from the fairies, healing with the fairies, and flower therapy. So think about which one calls out to you and let me know which deck you like, and that's the one I'm going to pick. I also have a couple other Oracle card decks lined up if additional messages want to come through for my listeners, and my intuition is going to kick in as well, and I'm going to try to connect with the fairies for you. And some of you may have elemental beings around you already. I'm going to try to connect with your energy, tell you who's with you, and whatever comes through, I trust it's the highest good, and it's going to bring blessings to everyone. And really quickly now, before I get to the phone lines, I did draw a card from the unicorns deck for everyone listening, even if I don't get to your call. And I was surprised by the card because the card said grandparent. Now, I trust that the unicorns know what they're doing and the angels know what they're doing, but it's a message about connecting with your loved ones, connecting with your ancestors, and knowing that they're safe, knowing that their hearts are connected with yours, that any kind of signs you may think you have been getting or visions, you are accurate. You have been connecting with them, and they're with you right now. And I also feel like this is saying that your belief in fairies, your belief in unicorns and angels and spirituality and so on is a function of your ancestors, and it's passed down through your ancestors, basically through your DNA, but it's your upbringing. You know, like not everybody believes in fairies or the extra metaphysical things that are out there, you know. And the fact that you have an open mind and the fact that you are able to be open to that is a function of your upbringing. That's kind of my point. that. So let's be grateful for our grandparents, for and our parents as well, and any kind of figure that has raised you and helped you to open and become the person that you are. You have a special bond with them that cannot be broken, and that's what this card is a reminder of, and that you are strong and you have that strength within you. Okay, so that's, I hope that brought you some type of message or blessing. And I, you know, it might not be you specifically. It could be someone listening tomorrow. They turn on the show and they needed a message from their grandparent. I just trust how it all works out. The universe knows what's doing. So we got to kind of get out of the way and trust that. So I can feel the excitement of everybody that's calling in and like, take my call, take my call. So I'm going to get to the phone lines right away. Let's do it. And I'm going to start with someone calling from 860. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, not meant to be. I'm going to get somebody else. Let's go to 303 and get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you...
You got a lot of noise there, hun.
Yeah, I'm moving. I'm in the cafe. I'm moving outside now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
That's
quite
much
noisy
better.
In the cafe. Yeah, it's a very
okay.
busy cafe today. Hi. I've talked to you
hi.
Before, but it's been a really long time since I talked to you. So I
okay.
love your show.
Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, especially the fairies. You know, I think it's great that you picked that as a theme today. It's really not my big forte, but lately I've kind of, you know, I've been hearing about them on the radio here and there, so I kind of feel like there's a synchronicity to the fairies.
I agree.
Right now with me,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. So,
well, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Can I
have,
get your name, huh?
Yeah. Allison?
Allison. Hi, Allison. So
yeah.
which
Hi.
Deck was popping out to you as I was talking about the decks?
I love the flowers. I think I'm going to go with
okay.
that one.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to grab the flowers. Okay, here they are. And now, are you wanting to ask a particular question, or you just want general
Yeah.
reading?
No, I've got a couple heavy issues going on in my life right now. One
okay.
is trying to find a job, and the other is some really difficult, challenging home issues. So we'll see. Maybe
okay.
they'll pick one over the other for me, but... They both are.
Okay. All right.
You know.
So I'm going to connect, and I'm just going to really ask the mm-hmm. elemental beings. You know, I'm seeing, like, there's a lot. There's, like, pixies around you, and
mm-hmm.
There is the flower fairies are with you, too, because you said
uh-huh.
you are connected with the flowers. I wanted you to come
yes.
to the flowers. Pixies are, like, they're, like, smaller versions of elves, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, they're, like, really small beings. And just like all elementals, you know, they like to have fun, like to celebrate, you know. But
mm-hmm.
you probably have heard of pixie dust.
Yes.
So,
yes.
you know, pixies are known, like, for their magic dust that can bring, like, blessings to you. So maybe
uh-huh.
try to pay attention to, like, sparkly things you might be seeing. That might be, like, that's, like, a message for you, some
uh-huh.
type of sparkly thing if you're asking for a direction to go to. Okay?
Okay.
I'm also feeling like you have some mermaid energy around you. I'm kind of sensing that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I am picking
yes,
up.
Yes, I do.
I am picking up on the hesitation, on the just like the uneasiness that you feel. So what I want to do
mm-hmm.
is just ask you to just take a deep breath, and then we're gonna just ask the angels to ground you a little bit. We're gonna ground some fears that you might be feeling. And help you to connect a little bit with the earth and the elemental energies here. And any pain and suffering you might be feeling in your heart, it's going down your feet into the ground, and it goes, choosh, and it's going to help you kind of feel more centered. And we're going to ask the divine light to come in your head and fill you with divine light to illuminate your path so that you may clearly see and be centered in your heart. Okay, so that's good. So I'm going to work with the flowers here, and I'm asking, what do you need to know right now? To help you, okay? That's what I'm asking. And
mm-hmm.
we're going to shuffle
mm-hmm.
the cards.
Yep.
Give me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I drew three cards here for you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the first message for you, the flower is the orchid. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the orchid's a really, really beautiful flower. A lot of people have them, and they look like they're almost like extraterrestrial.
Uh-huh.
You know what orchids look like?
Yes.
They're really beautiful flowers, and they have a strong perfume. But the orchid's here to tell you to reach for the stars and to focus upon what you do want rather than what you don't want. And it's about really knowing that you deserve the best, and that's what you should focus your attention on. So the orchid's here, and I'm imbuing in your aura, in your energy field, the essence of this orchid. I'm kind of like etherically putting the energy in your aura to allow that orchid energy to come inside you, and so you might even smell the flowers now. And the orchids will help you to just be very, very conscious of what you're thinking, what you're creating, and what you're focusing on, and not focusing on lack, limitation, or anything like that, and just focusing on what you do want, getting very, like, laser vision focused. That's what I think this card, these orchids are doing. And they're kind of all around you, and I'm putting this in your energy field, clearing you, so you're going to feel more of like a strength, basically, like a clarity, like more like, yes, this is where I should be going. And also pay attention to what's coming in your mind as I'm doing this. You're going to get images. You're going to get feelings and thoughts. They're telling me to tell you to write in a journal your thoughts, your feelings, especially as you're out in nature, when you're out there, or if you're on the beach, like letting those thoughts come in and allowing that energy to flow in through you. Okay, so the card is there, the orchid's there to say you deserve the best, and that's what you should focus on. So that's the first flower. Now, the other flower is the chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum. Now, this card is about family issues, family harmony, like having harmony in your family. And in particular, the first person I thought of was male figures, like a father figure or something, and healing family issues. And I think the grandfather card could be related to that as well, because I pulled that card before at the beginning of the show. So something about healing family issues, and it could be within your own immediate family, and trusting that things are the way they are. Do you have any children?
Oh, he's an adult.
But there's something about your, they were kind of showing me your son, and you're kind of worried about, maybe, or not necessarily worried, but concerned, you know, that he might be doing the right thing or going in the right direction. It's kind of like they're telling me to tell you to let that go a little bit and let the chrysanthemum come in to bring harmony to your family. There's something about a motorcycle, too. Are you showing me a motorcycle? I don't know what that means.
I used to ride one, and my dad also used to ride. He's no longer here, but he also used to ride one. I miss it sometimes a lot, actually.
Okay. So there's something. The motorcycle just popped in my head. So maybe that's a message for you to acknowledge, you know, father figure, but to also for yourself to have a little bit of fun. But yeah, it's interesting that's related to the family issues. Now we're gonna get to the next card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this card I feel is the strongest one for you, Allison. This one is the Snapdragon. And it's really about releasing anger, anger within you. It's so any kind of anger you might be feeling for why things aren't working the way I want them to work, you know, or towards your son, you know, like things that might have happened. And the message on the card says, don't give your power to negative words by saying negative words. Speak from your higher version of yourself. And make your communications positive, loving, and peaceful, okay? So, you know, anger is just an emotion that we all have, but it's in your best interest right now to just peacefully let things go. Like, they're showing me, like, sweeping things under the rug, like, let it go. Like, you know, like, okay, it sounds like out of sight, out of mind, you know? Like, don't stir up the old, you know how, like, when you're sweeping the floor, there's always, like, a little bit of dust that's kind of left. You know, there's like, you can't get every single piece. And it's like, okay, well, we can let that dust settle. Or we can keep sweeping it and letting it, like, stir up. And, like, that's what they're showing me. It's like, let it just settle. Let it go. Because if we keep, like, bringing it up and stirring it up, and it's like, it doesn't serve you. And it's like, let bygones be bygones is kind of what they're telling me. Let the past be the past. Mm-hmm. And it might be showing me the motorcycle, because maybe something around that time when you were on the motorcycle is what's related to this. So something about that, maybe that's why the motorcycle's coming in again for me. So it's all about, you know, focusing on what you want, not what you don't want, writing in a journal, being very specific, healing family issues, and, you know, they're also showing me, like, a small child, like a baby. So, like, is there someone in your family or someone in your close circle of friends that just recently had a baby or is going to have a baby?
No, not at all. In fact, I don't even know anyone who would be capable of everyone. You know what I mean? I mean, just the age range.
No, I understand. No, I understand. There's something about a small child. It might be just you going back and remembering your own inner child and your own, you know, your own inner worth, going back to that time period when you were a child and looking back from then to now. Giving yourself permission to succeed. I feel like for you, it's like giving yourself permission to succeed, telling yourself you deserve it, and releasing all the anger inside of you or anything that you might be angry about. So you might want to just do what's called a forgiveness inventory and think about everyone you need to forgive and anything that's bothering you, any and anger you might feel, and write it all down, everything that comes to you. And the angels will be with you when you do this. And then you write that down, and you just go through each one, and you say, you know what, I let you go, I forgive it. I let you go, I forgive you. Do that to each person. And then you burn it or you rip it up and you let it go. And you just move forward. So those are the messages for you today. Reach for the stars, orchid, family harmony, chrysanthemum, release the anger, the snapdragon. So those are the flowers. Orchids are really easy to get right now. You know, and you know, snapdragons might be harder to find, but you can get the pictures of these cards. You don't actually need the flower. You can actually go online and find the picture of these cards, and having that picture near you will help you with these issues, is what I feel.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, actually, because I'm a very visual person. I do vision boards regularly, and I'm very, very mindful of what kind of images I put on my wall, and also feng shui. I incorporate feng shui. You know, so very, very sort of out there with all of the, that kind of, I hate to say new agey kind of stuff, but I don't like that phrase, but you know, but I do incorporate that kind of stuff into my home. So I was thinking that as you were talking about the flowers and thinking I should, you know, print out 3 different photos and put them in strategic places. I'm having serious issues with my neighbor. I think that's what the home stuff is about. I don't think it's my family stuff.
It is
my home stuff. And it is so stressful that I am almost never even home anymore. And when I am, it's hell. So I think that I have to find a way. I think that's what that's about. And actually, to be honest, I wish I could get on a motorcycle and just get the hell out of town and away from this person, because there's nothing good coming out of this situation for me. You know,
the
motorcycle sounds really good right now. So, but thank you. You know, thank you for that.
But yeah, you're very welcome.
And I
hope that that's broad blessing.
Yeah, thank you. And could you mute me? Yeah, mute me so I can continue to
listen. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Always
thanks,
a pleasure.
Thanks, Allison. Okay.
Bless.
Have a great weekend,
bye-bye
okay?
Now. You too.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to go to my next call. You're calling from 917. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Ron. This is Ellen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you so much for calling. So I have all these decks lined up. So which one kind of jumps out at you?
Would you mind if
you want me to go through over them again?
To you? No, I do remember.
Well,
I was listening. So can I let
you? Well, I'm
going to
say them again.
Okay.
I'm going to go through them again, and I want you to connect with your elementals and your angels, and just trust the feeling you get. So let's read them. So I got the magical mermaids and dolphins. Okay. We got the magical unicorns. We got magical messages from the fairies, got healing with the fairies, and then we have the flower therapy cards.
I'll take the flower therapy.
flower. That seems to be really popular today. You know what's interesting, too, is I have, like, some daisies that are growing in my backyard. And I cut one of the daisies, and I put it in a vase today, and I connected with the daisy, and I was trying to kind of let the flowers come in. And it's interesting that now everybody wants flowers, so it's kind of cool. So, Ellen, do you have a question, or would you just like a general reading?
General reading, please.
Okay. All right. So, as I, you know, I'm really connected with your energy, and you're very, very spiritual, like high vibrational being. You're very connected to the high energies, but you also have a lot of elemental energies around you. And I am also kind of sensing Mother Mary with you, the Mother Mary, mm-hmm. who is someone, you know, from the Catholic, mostly Christian faith, and you know, but her presence usually with people who are very, very high vibrational, peaceful, loving beings, and who often work with children, possibly, or who want to work with children, or who know that they have, they feel like they want to watch out for children in some way. So, you know, like that's what I feel like Mother Mary's there. So that's I'm just acknowledging what I'm seeing. I also get Archangel Raphael a little bit in terms of the angels with you. You just have a lot of spiritual energy. Like you really connect with the ascended masters as well, like really high energy. So you can go back and forth between the earth energy and the high realms without a problem, without any issues. And you got a lot of gold in your aura, gold. And gold is that high vibrational, higher self energy that looks like this gold, like sparkly kind of gold around you. And I see wings with you, which tells me you're like an incarnated, you're an earth angel. So it's like you are really connected with the angel. Like you could be an incarnated angel or elemental yourself. So you know, and you've known this for a while, like you've known that you have that in you. And your mission in here on this planet is really needed. And what you're doing or what you want to do is they're just validating that, and they're telling you, like, thank you. We know you've suffered some things in your life and it's been difficult. But, you know, there's healing coming and the work that you're doing and the work that you've done has really made a difference. So just acknowledging that, okay? So that's even before I do the cards. That's just the first thing that comes through me.
Wow.
Yeah, you knocked my socks off. How's that?
Do you really connect with the Mother Mary a lot? Or do you sense her or have a statue or something? Or
I do. I pray almost every day to her. She is in my mind. It's been peace to me. But it's also because I lost my mother when I was a child. And so she is like a mother figure for me.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. So that's a great validation. It's beautiful. Awesome. And it's interesting, too. Remember the grandparent card that I pulled at the beginning of the show? That's kind of that's related to that as well, because that's a message that they're with you, that they're always guiding you, and that, you know, you're never alone. So that's a validation for you. Love that. Okay, Ellen, so I'm going to work with the flower therapy cards for you, and you said you want a general reading. So I'm going to ask, okay, what does Ellen need to know right now to help her on her journey? Okay. Just shuffling. That one feels really strongly. So I'm going to draw, okay, let me say four cards. So three. Okay, so four cards. So this one out of all the, and this one's actually a bonus. So this one is the most strongest card out of all the ones because I get a feeling about the cards as I draw them. And the card for you is the flower's the hibiscus, and it's so spot on with what we were saying because it's about unity and your spiritual connectedness to everything. So the message says you're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use this bond to heal your family, heal your friends, heal yourself. So it's that knowing that you have that all things are one, all things are connected, that we're not separated, that, you know, and when you connect with Mother Mary and Jesus and you feel that spiritual energy, that's really that's what you bring out in the world. That's what you vibrate out there. And having hibiscus around or wearing it or having a picture of it will really help you to further connect with that. So you might want to go to a florist or go to a a flower shop and just get a hibiscus, get one. You don't need to get a bouquet. Just get one and put it in your energy field, and it'll help you to feel more connected to that purpose that you have. It'll help you to bring that out of your heart a little bit more, and it'll also clear some stuff. They're telling you it's going to clear your chakras more. It's going to clear your heart. It's going to clear your throat. It's going to help you to speak, because I feel like you know you have a message, but you don't always know how to communicate that message. And the hibiscus will help you to open up that throat chakra so that you can speak and communicate, express whatever you want to say, get that message out in the world through that message of connectedness, a message of unity and peace and all those things you feel within you. That's what the hibiscus came through for.
Wonderful. Is it a red hibiscus?
Yeah, the picture I'm looking at is it's red, or like reddish-orangey kind of. And you can go on Google and look at a picture, print out a picture of it. You can put a picture on your wall. Just having the energy of the picture also helps. But, of course, having the flower and the fragrance and the energy of it really, that's even stronger if you can. And they also make flower essences, too. So you might want to get, like, a hibiscus oil or something that you can maybe smell in your home, or, you know, or make a spray mist that you can spray it around your aura. That might be really helpful for you. And the fairies are really coming in really strongly right now. They're coming in, like, I'm just seeing their wings, like, really fast. And they're here because they're lifting up your energy, because sometimes while your energy is really, like, peaceful, it's like, sometimes it's like you might be reluctant to let go a little bit more, like, have some fun. You know, they're like, have some more fun. Like, it's okay to speed up your energy and to go, like, it's okay to do that. You don't have to worry that you're going to lose control. I think for you, sometimes you like to have it all, like, figured out, and that's very mental. But the fairies are there saying, you know, like, it's okay to, like, get out of your mind a little bit sometimes and just, like, have some fun, you know? Not that you don't have fun, but, like, just, you know, like, letting go of some of that control. That's kind of what it really feels like. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like just kind of,
yes.
like, letting that go a little bit. So just acknowledge that. Okay, so the next card for you, there's actually four cards. It's the crab apple, and that's about some type of new idea. So your whatever idea you might have been thinking about or trying to implement, it's saying your idea is divine. It's trusting. You know, yes, you're right. You have been getting messages. So continue to work on that. You can go through with any kind of intuitive hits you might have been getting. So have you been getting messages about some new thing you want to try or go and do?
I knew I want to try something new, but I haven't gotten the inspiration as to what that is.
Ah, okay. So perhaps having the crab apple flower around might help you to get that out, because that's what the crab apple is about. The crab apple is about that new idea, like any kind of inspiration. It's really like inspiration, really. That kind of makes more sense to me. More about like inspiration. That's what the crab apple can help you. There's a couple. There's some other messages that the crab apple can help you with too. And give me just a second here. The crab apple can also help you understand the greatness within you and help you to follow your guidance. So that's what the crab apple is there for, okay? So just acknowledging that. Now, there's some other really beautiful flowers that come through, and these are so beautiful. The first one that I want to talk about, and I'm probably not going to say this right, but it's the bougainvillea.
I know. It's another red. I know. I like it. Yes, I know it.
All these flowers are red. That's what's coming out to me. They're like red. So red is like passion, like, and it's also associated with like security, survival. But I feel for you more of these colors that I'm looking at, these beautiful deep colors are like your passion. What are you really passionate about? And letting that burn up in you. And the bougainvillea here, that's about shielding yourself from any kind of harsh energy, shielding yourself from others' opinions, what other people might think about you, or any kind of negative energy that might be directed at you. And for that, you also want to work with the Archangel Michael, because the Archangel Michael is the angel that helps us to cut cords of fear and to shield ourselves from harsh energy or psychic attack or anything, any kind of harsh energy. Also, because you do pray so often and you connect and you bring prayers into the world, sometimes you might unwillingly or unknowingly, I guess, be connected with that energy. You know, like when we pray and we put our thoughts out to help a harsh situation, we're connected to that. So your prayers are great, but you want to also disconnect so you're not feeling that energy in you. So Archangel Michael and the Bougainvillea can help you to kind of clear that harsh energy or any kind of things you might be connected to that you're putting yourself out to. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay. I mean, it's beautiful. We definitely want to pray and bring our energy into places that need it, but we don't have to make that energy a part of who we are. So just be sure, just be aware that you're doing that. Okay. So, and I don't think like it's a major issue for you, but, there might be some times where you feel like you might be afraid because there's really, really harsh energy, like or harsh person, and it makes you intimidated. And that's when you call upon Archangel Michael, and that's when you have the flower in your, you can even think of the flower in your mind and create mm-hmm. your own shield and just visualize like a shield of those flowers around you. And
okay.
that'll help, that'll just instantly dissolve the energy, and you'll know, I'm okay, I'm safe, I'm fine, there's nothing I have to worry about, okay? So they're also showing me you doing like a bath, like doing like a sea salt bath with maybe some of the essence of that flower in the bath, because that'll help to shield your energy and clear your energy a little bit. So I don't know if that flower petal is safe to bathe, and I don't know, you might have to look that up, because I'm not an expert
mm-hmm.
on that. You could, but even if you can't have it in the water, you can put it around the bathtub. Like you get some
yeah.
of the petals and you just sprinkle it around the bathtub and you'll soak
mm-hmm.
in that energy of just being shielded and cleared. So that's really strong for you. I feel like that's really powerful. So I'm getting guidance on that. Okay, so the last message is here for you. Again, it's another red flower. It's the red rose. It's about opening your heart chakra more. Not because
mm-hmm.
your heart's not open, but the red rose is just that's who you are. Like you're the like the red rose. You're just so loving. And if you feel like any blocks in your heart or any pain, that's what the red rose can help you with.
Okay.
Okay. And last but not least is a beautiful flower, the plumeria, which is a strong scent, and that's really about raising your energy and opening your intuition. So if you've been trying to open your intuition more to hear more messages from the angels or from guidance, the plumeria essence will really help you to do that. Okay?
That
so
is,
generally, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, that is one flower I'm not familiar with. Would you mind spelling
okay.
it?
Plumeria, yeah, Plumeria.
Oh.
And sometimes it's called the frangipani, or something like that.
Yes.
It
I think
looks,
it's plumeria.
It's,
okay. Plum. Okay.
It's like they're from like Hawaii. They have them in Hawaii a lot.
Oh,
they're really,
okay.
they're like more like tropical flowers. They don't really have them, as far as I know, like in
yeah.
the U.S. There might be people who plant them, but I don't know if they're native to here. But they're
okay.
really, really a strong smelling flower, and they're kind of like the flowers like that the Hawaiian girls like put in their hair. It kind of look like that to me. There's five
yeah.
big white petals, and there's a little bit of yellow in them. They're really, really pretty. But they smell, like, super strong.
Frangipani is what I remember them being called as, yes.
Yes, yes, that's what they're,
yes.
that's, yeah, that's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're beautiful,
so
yes,
those,
I know them, yes.
Yeah, so those flowers could help you and, keep on being your gentle self, because I think that your gentleness is really needed. It's a gift in the world because there's such harsh energy, and it's a blessing. And, and again, the Mother Mary is acknowledging that. So I want to thank you for bringing your gentle energy into the world and for continuing to just go forward with what you're here to do. So to acknowledge that.
Thank you so much, Ron. I really appreciate the reading.
Of course, of course. And I hope that it's brought you some blessings.
Yes, and I'm looking for those flowers. I'm going to...
Oh, great.
Thank you so much. I have them all in my mind, and I know what I'm going to get. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you need to go back and listen to this again, it's on MP3 or podcast, so you can go back and listen to the show again.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Okay,
bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's go to our next call. We're going to get to 708, Gem Line. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Can I get your name, hon?
I'm Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I'm interested in the fairy magic.
Okay, magic. I love that deck. That's one of my favorite decks. because they have like the message, the artwork on it. It's really like childlike, and it kind of makes you connect with your inner child. That's why I really like that deck.
Okay.
They're really, really pretty pictures. And if you want to see one of the pictures of the cards, just message me on Facebook, and I could send you what the picture looks like. So just let me know. Okay. So you want to work with the magical messages from the fairies, great. And
yes.
Do you have a question, or do you just want a general reading?
Just general, it's fine.
Just a general. Okay. So let me just a minute here. So Patricia, I feel like there's a little bit of sadness in your aura right now. There's a little bit of, it almost feels like depression. That I'm not sure exactly if it's related to you or if there's someone else around you, but there's something that's kind of bringing your energy down a little bit.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay.
It isn't me. It's who I'm around.
Got it. Okay. Just acknowledging this. Is this person or thing, is there smoke around, like someone smoking around you? I see cigarette smoke.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just acknowledging what I sense here. So let me connect with you a little bit deeper here. Okay, so I get the feeling that you feel like you have to hide. Like you feel like you're not safe. Is that accurate?
It's not literal, but yes.
Okay. I'm just like, that's kind of what it feels like. It's like someone like who's hiding because you don't feel like you can be yourself, or just you don't want to engage with something because it's like, I don't want to go there. That kind of, you know, not because you're in danger, but it's like you just don't want to be around it, like that. You know, it's like, and that kind of energy.
Right.
So what I want to do, I'm going to work with the magical messages from the fairies. I also want to draw a flower too for you. Tell you what flower would be good for you, because what you can do is you can put flowers in your space around you. You can go and get these fresh flowers or get a picture of the flower, and that essence will really help to kind of purify the space a little bit. So I also really feel guided, like whatever's going on in your space right now, this is some type of past life thing, past life issue. There's some kind of karmic thing that's being worked out, and it's like it feels like it's at the end of a cycle. It's like it's the next thing is ready. You're ready for the next thing. It's like it's been worked out. It's done, and that's kind of what they're telling me. Okay. I want to ask Archangel Michael to be in your space. First, I'm going to ask him to come in your aura if you're open to this. And I want to ask him to vacuum your energy up with any fear that you might be feeling and sensing, and pull out any cords of fear. So if you're open to this, Archangel Michael is going to be near you now. And you might feel really warm and hot when he comes near you. And he's just going to kind of go through your body and just pull out, like, icky stuff. Like, he's taking it away, like, icky things. And if anyone listening wants to help Patricia as well, you're welcome to do that, to send your healing energy. And, okay, I'm also seeing Archangel Raphael come in. And they're surrounding you, hon, in a cocoon of white light. Like, you're in this, like, egg shape of white light. And you can visualize this yourself, by the way. When you do this, it's going to help you feel safe, and it's going to allow only positive things to come in. And this white light is just coming in and filling you. They're also filling you with pink light, purple light, and it's clearing your energy. Okay. You also have a unicorn spirit guide with you. There's a unicorn with you. And unicorns are pure beings of light. Unicorns are around people who are very creative. Just very creative, and like all these different creative things. And people who have that childlike wonder within them. So your unicorn's there because he wants you to connect with the essence of the unicorn so you can be your creative self, so you can draw and paint and sing, whatever the creative things you do.
Yeah.
For some reason, drawing was the first thing that I popped into my head. But whatever creative endeavors that you have, like allowing that to come through, because that's an outlet. That's how you let things out. And they're like, let it flow, honey, let it out. They're like, just get it out of your system, you know? Because it's like, it's been affecting you. It's been like really, like, it's like putting tar, like, into a glass of water. It's like, it's black and it's gross. You don't want that in your system, you know? You want to get that out. You want to drain it out. And that's what the artwork can do, and that's what the elementals can do. And they're also saying get some more physical exercise, like running,
okay,
particularly opening your lungs, letting
okay
good energy come in, letting that old out. Like that exercise will help to clarify you, and it'll help you get clarity about where you want to go. And
okay
that's what they're showing me. And they're saying that you already kind of know what to do. You kind of have an idea, but that's one of the reasons why you called in, is to kind of get some validation, some clarity about some situations. So just acknowledging that. So I'm going to, before I do the fairies, let's see what flower would be good for you. So what flower would be good for Patricia? Let's see here. Let's connect. You can put this in your energy field. Okay. So, it's beautiful. So the flower that you can get or get a picture of, it's the lavender. And lavender's wonderful.
Oh,
lavender's really,
I love lavender.
It's really easy. Yeah, because you can get like lavender essential oil, or like they have those lavender sachets. Have you seen those?
Yes. I love
it. They're like little pillows.
I love lavender.
Yeah, and you can put them under your pillow, because lavender is really about letting go of anxiety and stress. When you feel like scared or uptight or all that, lavender helps calm you. It helps soothe you. And in fact, I have a little spray right here. I'm looking at a lavender spray. And you just go around and you spray your house. You spray wherever you want to clear the energy. And that lavender spray will clear negative energy. It'll just like eat it up.
Great.
And so you can get some lavender spray, and it'll help calm you down. And it'll help calm down other people that might not be as calm as you, like other harsh people. So lavender is really good for you to go and have in your field. So I'm going to actually take this lavender flower, and I'm going to kind of etherically wave it in your energy field now to sort of give you some sense of calming. And you're going to feel this, like I'm helping you to heal a little bit here. And you're going to feel the soothingness. You're going to smell, you might even smell it. Like you're just going to kind of know, you're going to feel like, I'm already feeling it. Yeah, are you feeling this? Are you feeling the calmest energy you're feeling right now?
Yeah, I think I smelled it.
Yeah, isn't that awesome how that works?
Yeah.
So like, okay, so I'm also having you pretend that you have this lavender card in front of you, and you're taking your hands and you're holding it near your heart, and you're letting that lavender come in your heart and just fill your essence with lavender, and it's surrounding you. It's like, beautiful.
Okay.
Doesn't that feel better? Don't you feel more calm now?
Yes. Yes,
it feels good,
beautiful.
Right?
Yes, I love lavender.
And you could do that at home if you want to print out a lavender picture. Take the picture of the lavender and just hold it near your heart and let the essence come into your body, into your mind, into your soul, and just purify you. Or just post the pictures of lavender around your house. That'll just really be helpful for you, okay?
Okay.
So, and also try to connect with your unicorn guide, and then you can just mentally reach out to it, or you can ask it at night when you go to sleep in your dreams. It'll come to you in your dreams. So just something to think about.
Okay.
So that unicorn wants to work with you. Now, I haven't got to the cards yet. I know we're going to get to the. So here's what the fairies want you to know now. So we're going to ask the fairies, what do they want Patricia to know right now? There we go. Connecting. Okay. So, interesting. All right, so there's three cards right away that came out for you, hon. And the first card from the fairies deck, it's about spiritual teaching. It says, your life purpose involves teaching others about healing and spirituality. And there's a couple of things about this card. I feel like this card comes up because not just about you being a spiritual teacher, but you reaching out and connecting and finding more spiritual teachers, because you're at that space where you're wanting to like break out and just start to really be more connected to the spiritual things. And there's a lot of great spiritual teachers, you know, Wayne Dyer's a great one, you know, Doreen Virtue, and there's so many ones. But find one that you really feel drawn to, I feel like you would connect more with female energy. Like there's do you know who Denise Lynn is?
I heard of her. Yes.
I think you will just love her. I really do. Like she's got this crazy, not crazy, but like she's so funny and humorous, and she's just into so many different things like me. She like animals and dreams and past lives, and she's just great.
Right,
and
right.
She's always cracking up.
Right.
And her energy, I think, will really resonate with you. So you might want to check her show out. She's got a radio show on Hay House Radio.
She also
has lots of books, and she's just, I love her. I think she's great. And I think you're going to like her, too. I think you're going to resonate with her. So check that out.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting, as I'm looking at this card, there's all these rabbits on this card. There's like 10 rabbits. So something about the rabbits is really speaking to me. So I don't know what that quite means, but it's like a rabbit is a symbol for fertility. Rabbit's a symbol for abundance. But the rabbits are looking at this woman as if to say, teach me, show me, show me. So it's for you right now, it's like all about like learning and teaching, okay? Learning from, I feel like it's more right now about learning from other spiritual teachers, learning from others.
Right.
And then really connecting with your inner guide so that maybe one day you can take all your lessons that you've learned and start teaching it to other people through whatever way you want to do that. You know, it could be through artwork, it could be through writing, it could be through whatever you feel guided to do. The messages come through in multiple ways. But trust what you're feeling as I'm reading this card, okay? So I just want to acknowledge that spiritual teaching is somehow important to you, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
So next message. Now, this is interesting. Pregnancy is the card. So this doesn't have to mean literally you are pregnant. It could mean that. It could also just mean giving birth to a new idea, like, you know, birthing out, like coming through the womb and being reborn into this new person. So there's a lot of different symbolism here.
Yes, I always say that I'm giving birth to myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's perfect. Yeah. good validation there. See how that works?
So
it also could mean, too, that there might be someone in your circle of friends or family that's pregnant or going to be pregnant. So something about pregnancy. But I think we nailed it when we said giving birth to yourself and like just being reborn into this new person and being okay with who you are and not feeling like you need to have anything else or anyone else to make you happy, knowing that everything you need is given to you and that self-love is more important and that you're not, as much as we think we're going to get that from other people, it only comes from us, you know? And that's hard for a lot of people, because a lot of people have the thought where it's like, oh, once I get that perfect soulmate relationship, then I'll be happy. Or once I get that job, then I'll be happy. And you know what? Either it never happens or it does happen, and then it only lasts like for like a year, and then what? Then you're right back to where you were. It's like we always have to love ourselves first. The love from others and the things in the world are definitely beautiful, and we should always appreciate that. But that's not the source of our love. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's kind of where I'm getting at. It's like it comes within you. Okay. So the next card, this is a message about travel. So something about it, traveling, going on a vacation or some road trip maybe. There's something about a trip or you're thinking about going somewhere that's really going to change your energy. Is there something you've been planning or wanting to, a trip you've been wanting to go on?
There's been talk about it, but I'm not sure about it.
Okay. Now, when I look at the card...
Okay.
Now, go ahead. What were you going to say?
It comes more from somebody else encouraging me to do this than it does from me.
Okay. What's interesting, now I'm looking at the card. There's a moose on the card, and there's, like, lights. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, the Northern Lights. So, have you been wanting to go north or go into a northerly direction?
Not specifically, no.
Okay, well, just showing you what I see. It's like I'm drawn to, like, it feels like the Northern Lights, like something up there, Alaska, Canada, something. That's what it feels like to me. I don't know. Just what kind of, that's what comes through me. But it's something about going on a trip to somewhere and that trip is going to be beneficial to you. Now, it doesn't have to be north. It could be Hawaii. It could be anywhere. But a vacation might be a way for you to just really get really clear and be like, you know what? This is me. This is who I am. This is what I want. And I feel like it's really about you getting clear boundaries. Like, this trip's like, you know what? This is what I'm going to accept in my life. I no longer accept this in my life. This is what I'm going to accept, and that's it. Bottom line, done. And being okay with that and moving forward. So this vacation or this trip, if you decide to go on it, can bring you this blessings. It can help you to really just be clear about it.
Okay.
So those are the three cards. Now, for some reason, I feel like I got to draw one more card for you. I know that was from the fairies. They want me to draw one from the mermaids for you for some reason. And the mermaids are also about manifesting as well. So I'm going to just draw one card, and then that'll be our last card for today. Okay, so let's see. The mermaids are here. See, what do they want Patricia to know? Ooh, this one's jumping right out of the deck. Oh, I love it. The card says, yes. Yes, your intuition is correct. Take action accordingly. You know why I like that card? Because everything that you were thinking about as I was reading for you, it's saying, yes, you're correct. But not just that. Everything you've been thinking about doing right now and everything about your life, it's like, yes, yes. You want to do it? Do it. Yes, it's giving you permission. It's saying, don't take
Thank
no
you.
For an answer. Yes, yes,
Thank
yes.
You.
What do you want? Do it. Go for it. And that's why this card's so powerful for you. And
I love it. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. There's also a picture of a mermaid who's kind of swimming in the water. And, you know, it's kind of making me feel like swimming, like just going very quickly, like just go for it, you know? Like, take it all. Let it come to you. You deserve it. And just focusing on what you do want and less on what you don't want. So,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
So I hope that's been helpful
for
you. Oh, you're very welcome.
It has been. Thank you. I appreciate
you. You're welcome, and I want to wish you a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's see. We got all these calls calling. I love it. Let's come down here. Let's go to 904. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Can I get your name?
Patty.
Patty, another Patty. Well, we had Patricia on the line. Now we have Patty.
Yeah, so a derivative of the same
thing.
Name.
Yeah. So, Patty, do you have an idea which deck you want me to work with, or do you want me to go through them again?
You can just pick whatever feels right to you, I guess.
Okay, I want you to go with trust your intuition, okay? This is an exercise in you trusting your gut and trusting your angels. So I'm going to ask your angels and your intuition to be strong. I'm going to read the decks, and I want you to pay attention to which one jumps out at you, okay?
Okay.
So we have the magical mermaids and dolphins. We have the magical unicorns. We have magical messages from the fairies. We have healing with the fairies, and then flower therapy.
I'll take the unicorns.
Oh, perfect. See? Okay, there you go. All right, and what would you like to ask from the unicorns? Or do you just want general?
I guess just general, see whatever they have to say, where I need to focus for whatever purpose.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so give me a second. Connect. I got to say, Patty,
mm-hmm.
as I'm connecting in your energy, you're really working on your solar plexus area right now. And the solar plexus, if you're not familiar, it's like right around our belly button area.
Right.
And this is a chakra. Okay, that's a chakra that deals with our power and our self-worth. And it's something that you've really been working on, is feeling worthy and deserving. And they're just acknowledging that and saying it's safe for you to be powerful. It's safe for you to receive. It's okay for you to be everything that you are, to receive all the good that could possibly come to you. Because I think in your life, there's been, you may have thought the opposite. You know, you may have focused on limiting things or feeling not powerful or, you know, just not deserving of things, you know, and you're working through that. You're healing that. And a good affirmation for you to say is, it is safe for me to be powerful. It is safe for me to be powerful. And if you say that to yourself while you put your hand over your solar plexus and you say it, especially if you do it in the mirror, you do it like 5 or 6 times, you really feel that solar plexus open up, and it'll let out some of that old stuck energy. Okay, just something to think about. That's just the first thing that's coming through.
Okay.
So just try that and just see how that works for you. Now I'm going to work with the unicorns here. Let's see, what does Patty need to know right now? I'm just shuffling.
Okay,
so this card is coming out for you right away. And it's a message about sharing, And it could be you giving your resources, giving your time, giving your energy to others, but it also is just sharing in with others, like receiving, you know, so that's what the message of sharing is about. It's giving and receiving. So there's things within you that you can share anything. It could be something simple, a nice polite comment, you can share that. Or it could be financial, you know, like when you go and you see people asking for money or something, you're sharing it. Because when you share all that you have within you, no matter what it is, then that opens a door for things to come to you. So if you've been feeling like maybe abundance hasn't been the best or things haven't been coming to you, maybe the giving and receiving is out of balance. You know, give as much as you receive. And be in that flow and be open to receiving. That's what I really feel. And I'm drawn to the picture. There's a little fairy on top of the unicorn, and she's putting like these beautiful flowers on the unicorn. And it reminds me of someone who's just like giving freely, like someone who went out and picked flowers and then stood in the street and just passed them out to people. Like, here you go, free flowers, yay. And you know, it didn't cost that person anything. But you know what, that blessing, that gift that it gave to so many people, that was amazing. And just that's what it's about. Like, you don't have to give something big. It doesn't have to be like a crazy, you know, I'm going to write a book and publish a book. It could be whatever gifts and talents you bring to the table.
Right.
Share that with other people because you have a lot. We all have things inside of us. So they want you to really think about what special things you have that you can share. And what you can share. Start thinking about sharing more. And sharing is also like, you know, going out and spending time with others and being like on a picnic or being in a group where you meditate together and you share energy. It's some type of just exchange of energy. So does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. I mean, I feel like I have shared quite a bit in my life. I have given in lots of ways, and I think I maybe need to be receiving and more now.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's exactly.
I've shared
my
resources. Yeah.
Your intuition will guide you on that. So, of course, if you feel like that's what it is, then definitely trust that. Definitely trust that.
Yeah.
There's also something about working with animals in this card. I feel like you working with small animals and helping them. Like, do you connect really strongly with animals?
Oh, yes, I love animals.
Okay. They're just
acknowledging
that.
I don't have a pet now. Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm just attracted to all animals.
Yeah. Having that pet might be a way for you to be in that flow of giving and receiving. Because the pet, as much as you give to that pet, the love and the nurturing, they give as much back to you. And that might help you with opening the heart and giving in that flow of giving and receiving, okay? So just acknowledging that. So the next card that I drew from the unicorns, it's about listening to your true feelings. Okay, so here's why I feel like this card was drawn. I feel like you know a lot of things, and you sometimes know things without knowing why you know. That tells me you're claircognizant, like you just know things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying that you also know a lot of things, but you don't necessarily, like, believe it, or you don't always want to act on it, or you don't always trust it, you know? And it's like you get like, you'll be driving or something, for example, and you get a thought pop in your head and you're like, no, that can't be right. And you kind of dismiss it. But this card comes up to say those thoughts that you're getting, those feelings you're getting, whatever that's popping into your intuition, listen to that, because that is truth. That is the divine. And don't let others tell you that it's wrong or to dissuade you and into doing something else. You know what the right thing to do is. You know the right direction to go in. You know, and
right.
That's why this card has come up for you. I feel like you do get a lot of messages. You do get a lot of intuitive hits, but they don't always make sense to you. And you're kind of like, oh, okay, well, I don't really get that, you know. But trust it, and you could always ask the angels for clarity. They'll give you clarity.
Okay.
And you might want to write them down. Sometimes we get so many inspirations, so many ideas, that we don't remember them. And it's like, it's fleeting. It's like it comes and it goes.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like when you get those intuitive hits, write that down and remember. So I got one more message for you. Okay. Now, this one says, very soon. It says, what you're asking for will happen very soon in a positive way. So you've been praying or asking for something to happen or for some, for a change or something you've been asking for. It's saying very soon. It's coming to you very soon. So that, do you know what that might be?
Well,
you don't have to tell me if you don't want
to. Well, I'm just focusing on change of work or increased income. Things are just, I'm in the midst of change, sort of beyond my control.
Okay.
Things are just changing. And so.
Got it. So very soon, okay? And to help you with that, you know, again, you want to be in that flow of giving and receiving. They're telling me balance, giving and receiving. Okay? And there's a particular archangel that's jumping in and wants to work with you. His name is Archangel Raziel. R-A-Z-I-E-L. And Raziel is really about understanding these insights you're getting, these intuitive hits you're getting, and how to act on them. Like he's like a great, wise, spiritual teacher that'll help you to understand a little bit more about yourself, okay? But give yourself permission to let go, because it's going to happen very soon. And let me kind of feel like how this might feel. I'm trying to connect the intuition as far as when it might be. It does. It feels very soon. Like, just like the card says, within the next month, like, I really feel like there's a change coming. In what capacity, I'm not sure, but there's some positive change coming in the next few weeks or so. Just be open to receiving that, telling yourself that you deserve it. Be open to receiving. And again, remember, it is safe for me to be powerful. It is safe for me to receive. I deserve good. I deserve everything. Like, just tell yourself that and let it come to you. And I think that's going to make the difference.
Okay, I'll practice that in the mirror with the solar plexus.
Yeah, that'd be really great.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate all your help and your assistance.
No problem.
Great.
So I want to wish you a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. Enjoy yourself. Be at peace and God bless.
Same to you, hon. All right.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Sure. No problem. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to, let's see. Oh, I'm going to come down here to 951. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. It's
can you hear me?
Daniel calling. Hello. Yes.
Hi. Oh, you're, I knew, you know what? I knew you were going to be on the show today. I swear. I had this feeling.
Well, I just drove from Barstow to like Rialto, so I was listening to the show and on the thing, so it cut off like three or four times going in the car and the cell phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I guess you have
to go
back and listen on the rebroadcast. So, Nate, I got the five decks of cards here lined up, and I don't know if you've been listening. So, do you know which one you want to work with here?
I'm not sure. I just got a job, and I'm just here to buy a car here in Enterprise. I just drove down to Enterprise Rent-A-Car Sales.
Okay,
so I'm
going to make this an exercise in you trusting your intuition and asking your angels to guide you. So I'm going to ask your angels to be with you right now and intuitively guide you. I'm going to read the decks, and you tell me which one jumps out, okay?
Okay.
So we have magical mermaids and dolphins, magical unicorns, magical messages from the fairies, healing with the fairies, and then flower therapy. So which one jumps out to you? Which one do you feel guided to?
The unicorns, because I know I'm really creative and really creative.
Okay.
And it sounds
love
like
it.
Exactly. I know I've gotten that card
okay.
a few times.
So unicorns, yes. Sounds great. So you trust in your intuition there. Now, what are you wanting to ask about? You want to ask about the car, or do you want a general reading?
Kind of a general, because I'm going to be moving.
Okay.
The job is 120 miles away, so I need a car, and I might be, you know, sleeping in the car while, you know, working. I know there's a 24-hour fitness there, and, you know, so I'm kind of looking for direction, you know, just guidance, trusting the intuition, divine guidance and divine timing.
Okay. So give me just a moment. So I'm going to ask the unicorns to be with you, and I'm actually asking the angels to be with you as well, Archangel Michael to be with you, to clear your energy of any fear that might be blocking you, and to give you confidence and courage to move forward. Now they're showing me a vision of a knight, as if to say that's your energy. You're like a knight that wants to protect people, that wants to guide them. You have a knight energy. And sometimes people who are knight are very altruistic. I don't know if that's the right word. It's like you want to do the right thing for everybody else, but sometimes maybe not for yourself. Like you'll self-sacrifice, you know, which is not necessarily the worst thing, but you want to also make sure that you're giving to yourself as well. And that knight energy, which you've done in many lifetimes, I feel, it makes you want to charge in sometimes and get involved in things that maybe you don't need to get involved in. You know, like you want to protect people, but maybe they haven't asked you for assistance. You know what I mean? Or maybe they haven't quite, maybe they don't need help. You know, like, so it's finding that balance there is what I'm saying. And making sure that you're taking care of you as well. Because you like to protect the little guy, but you also got to take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense because, you know, I try to help others, and wow, you know, it's not looking after, not trying to rescue myself.
Yes. Okay, so just acknowledge that. So the unicorns are here, and I'm saying, what are the unicorns I want you to know right now to help you on your journey? So, okay, unicorns. I'm also seeing the fairies with you. You really work really closely with the fairies. You connect with them in nature, don't you?
Yeah.
When you're out in the
park.
Yeah, you do. Like,
house and trees and streams and outdoors and stuff. I mean, I really can't see anything most of the time, but I see twitches of light and different things where, wow, you know, and yeah.
What I would suggest you do is go out in nature and take a bag and just pick up trash. Okay, like connect with the fairies and ask them to connect with you and pick up trash, because the fairies are the stewards of the environment. And if you show them that you're serious about helping in the environment, they'll really bond with you and they'll really start to come close to you. And then you kind of have to let them come to you. It's one of those things. And you could ask them for a sign. And usually they'll give you signs like a dragonfly or a butterfly are like the most common ones I've seen. Butterflies and dragonflies are really common. Or a bird. You'll see birds flying around. You'll know that they're there. You know, but it's more about, too, the feeling that you get. Like, how do you feel when they're around? You know, you'll get that intuitive sense. Okay? So here's your messages. I feel like I want to call you a knight name, like Sir Nathaniel the Great or something. Like, it's really strong. That knight energy,
yep.
It's funny. Okay.
Knight name.
So, Sir Nathaniel, the first message from the unicorns is about forgiving. And I really feel like strongly it's about forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself. Because you feel like you feel like you're hard on yourself. Like, you should have it. You feel like, I should have this down. I should have this together. But I don't. And it's like, you know, forgive yourself. It's time to let go of that and to move forward peacefully. Now, I'm also seeing, like, arrows being thrown at your heart, like ethereal arrows. Like, people are, like, have hurt your heart. And I'm asking Archangel Michael to be with you. I'm going to pull out these arrows if you're open to this, okay? He's literally pulling them out. and helping you. It's like there's wounds from past lives and from this lifetime, and he's just kind of clearing your energy field out a little bit, helping you to be more strong there, okay? So just acknowledge what you're feeling. And I also feel like you're really protecting your solar plexus a lot. Like you're really, like, you don't feel safe sometimes, you know? And they're telling me to tell you that it's okay for you to be safe. It's okay, you can feel safe. Know the angels are with you. And they're kind of clearing away some blocks there, helping you to feel safe, helping you to feel safe. And I'm asking them to be with you now, to balance out your chakras, balance out your energy field, and to just keep clearing psychic attack, psychic debris there. Okay. All right. So the next message from the unicorns for you, it's about imagining. And this card comes up because it's like, what do you really desire in your life? You know, and what would your life look like if you already had it? You know, what would it feel like? What would it look like? What would you hear? What would your senses all partake in? If you had everything you wanted right now, you know, what would that look like? What would it feel like? What would it sound like? Like, imagine that. And the more you imagine that, that is powerful energy that's manifesting in your life. So it's not just thinking it. It's really feeling it and tasting it and smelling it. You know, like if you want a new car, for example, it's like visualize yourself in that car, what driving the car feels like, what it smells like, what would you be hearing? You know, like all those things. Like, and the more you put that out there in the universe, it's powerful, and it's going to create that in your life because you are a powerful creator. But again, sometimes you do more for others than you do for yourself, and it's about you receiving for you and knowing that you can have that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, no, it does.
Okay. So imagine it, but not just imagine it, like imagine every detail of it. And this is true for everybody listening. If you want a new house or a new job, visualize every aspect of it. You know, if you what does it feel like? What does it sound like? Smell like? What do you see? Like every aspect of it, and keep putting that out there every day, every day, every day. Like an antenna broadcasting on a radio station, and then it's going to manifest for you. Okay? So now the next card for you, it's about trying something new. Trying something new. And it's breaking the mold and getting out of the rut you're in. So you said something about going to a new place where there's 24-hour fitness. Maybe it's time for you to do that, trying something new. And the message says you're only going to know if you try. If you don't try it, then it's just a thought in your head. So if you feel guided to try something different, try something new, this is the time to do it.
Okay, yeah, I can feel that coming up. Feel a big shift.
That's what that card. Now, there's an extra card that sort of jumped out too, and this is like a bonus. And I feel it's really strong. Finish what you started. You started this change. You started this momentum. You want this, but you are like, you got to let go of the fear. You got to finish what you started. And with that, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to be with you because you already have the night energy, but he's going to be with you to help you charge in for yourself, to get what you want and to let go of fear and to accept the good that you deserve. And to just really be open to receiving that, being strong and powerful in that. Okay, are you feeling that energy coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is there anything else that I can help you with today?
I'm just trying to take care of my health. Do you see anything wrong with my health, a solar plexus or tense? Or...
Give me a second. I feel like I just feel some tension, and I feel that a lot of these things, like any issues, are just past issues. It's past stuff. And you can give it energy if you decide to focus on it. It's not something. I don't feel like there's major things. I just feel like there's minor things, but it's stuff from your past. And you can, it's like pouring water into a bucket. You can add more water to it and make it grow, or you can pour it out. It's like you want to pour it out. You don't want to keep adding energy to it and keep making it strong. You want to focus on perfect health, perfect everything about yourself, perfect eating, perfect lifestyle, perfect relationships, everything being perfect, and then that's what will be made manifest for you. I don't really get any like major problems. I don't see that with you. It's just letting go of limitation, really, and not focusing on problems, focusing on health, focusing on good nutrition, focusing on, and if you're having trouble with that, ask Archangel Raphael to come in. And you know what I can do really quick is I can draw, in fact, they want me to draw this card. I'll do one really quick from the Archangel Power Tarot. And this is going to give you a message of empowerment. What do the angels want you to know right now to help you move forward? Okay. And I'm going to do that. See, give you an empowerment. This one really strongly. And, okay, it's the King of Ariel, which is your plans are working out very well. Professional and financial success. So everything's working out for you, really. And it's the King.
Yep.
So it's like, and it's interesting because if I could see the card, well, if you could see the card, it looks like the knight picture that I was talking about. It's like there's a knight in this picture, and it's just someone very confident, accomplished, successful, and that's where you want to be in your life. So to get there, you are guided to imagine every aspect of that. What does it look like? What does it sound like, smell like, taste like, every aspect of it? And to trusting that, you know, and letting it happen. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. So I want to wish you a good weekend. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. Well, it was great with our time together, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, have a wonderful weekend. All right, everybody. So I'm getting to the end of the show here. So I want to remind you guys that if you would like to get a professional fairy reading from me, and they're like 30 to 45 minutes, you can do that through my website, ascensionmagic.com, the same as my radio show. And I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, so you can find out more information there. Coming up on the radio show next week, I'm going to have an episode about connecting with your heart chakra and opening up your heart chakra and getting out of your head and being more in your heart. I'm also going to have some more shows about the fairies coming up in July. Got a show about sacred geometry coming up, flower readings, mediumship, a lot of great shows coming up. And all my shows, by the way, are available in the archives on my radio show page. If you like the show, if this was your first time listening, please follow it on Blog Talk. You click follow. That'll keep you posted with new episodes, and it'll help you to find out what's going on with the radio show and to promote my radio show as well. And also, I just want to wish you a wonderful weekend full of love and peace. And if you're going to go out there and celebrate, be safe. And remember to connect with the fairies because they'll help you to manifest. They will help you to have that playful energy. And if I didn't get to your call, there's always a message for you. I promise. That's my intention. It's all about intention. And I always like to end the show with a little bit of love. And I always like to tell you, all is well. All is well.